Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, Your boy Juicy J,
G-Bang.
Yeah.
In case you didn't know, Juicy that nigga.
Yeah.
I keep me two hoes, like that nigga Jack Tripp.
Uh-huh.
I shoot in they face, like that boy Reggie Miller. And I kill that pussy, like my name Jack the Rip.
Yeah.
Baby, I'm horny, and I ain't too proud of being. Instead, show me the bed. Early morning, breakfast, and head. And I got Tina, Tasha, and Toya. I call them the triple threat. All them bitches be soaking with this the first night them bitches met.
You know, from the moment she turn around, she know how to back it up and drop it down.
Welcome to The Code. I am your host, Sissy Majabe. I have my co-host, Riding Shotgun, with me tonight, Ron and Dre. What's up, you good old black-ass, good-ass people?
What's going on, people?
What's up?
Oh, Lord. Are these niggas drunk?
Oh,
these
Lord.
Niggas are drunk. These niggas
Among
are drunk.
Other things.
I feel it in my spirit. Oh,
all
yeah.
In your
this
soul.
Is gonna be interesting. Oh man. Oh man, I'm the only sober motherfucker here. Let me get my shit together. Let me find me some shit to drink. Oh man.
Dre. Do you see how she just used us to enable her and to enable her own alcoholism?
Nah, nigga, I ain't had a drink in a while. Don't act like this.
Where I got fucked
all of a sudden she want to have something to drink because of us. The fuck out of here. She been wanting to drink. Don't use us.
I wasn't gonna drink nothing, but I got called out on Facebook, so I had to.
What's up, Taylor? Hey girl, hey.
Hey.
What's going on, Missy?
Nothing. How are you? How is everyone?
Girl,
life is
I'm about
great.
To find me some motherfucking liquor in this bitch. Find some liquor in this bitch.
That's how your trap song. To find me some motherfucking liquor in this bitch. About to find me some motherfucking liquor in this bitch. About to find me some motherfucking
liquor. Yup. We're going to get signed. We're going to get signed off that shit right there. Right there. Alright, so we drink because we say inappropriate things. These motherfuckers are drunk already. Get Taylor back in here. These people are drunk. I haven't got there yet. They start to get her some tequila. Because that's how I feel in my spirit.
Whoa. Who are these people?
What?
Oh, Lord.
These people. Ron and Dre are drunk already.
I'm not drunk.
Oh,
wow. Say that lie again with a straight face.
All right. Let me put it like this. I'm much more high than I am drunk. Let me put it that way. Can I say it that way?
Okay.
Is that a better way to put it?
Let's say this thing.
All right, let's put it that way.
This nigga Ron is high. This nigga Dre is drunk. I just got finished dealing with a whole bunch of crazy ass people who don't know how to stay their asses at home. I need a drink. I told y'all at 5 o'clock that y'all need to stay home and stay there. But you niggas want to come to the Walgreens and stroll around like it's a strip. Like it's a hangout. Hey, y'all want to come in and ask some ass questions. This is not what we're doing. I'm about to fix me a drink. I'm about to get my ninja out. No, I ain't going to do no ninja. I need some hard liquor tonight. I'm definitely going to do some Hennessy.
Join the club. Join the club. I cracked the bottle about a half hour ago. Yes.
With some Coke Zero. Because that's all the Coke I drink.
Well,
sorry.
Listen, you mixing yours with Coke Zero, I'm mixing mine with motherfucking hash browns. So.
Tennessee and hash browns. This show is brought to you by the letter H. Tennessee and hash browns.
Yeah.
That's my word. He's just as good as a motherfucker. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Jeez. Hash browns.
Hennessy and hash browns. Right. You can't forget.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. No, I got some Jack Daniels. F that shit. We about to get some Jack Daniels. Did I tell y'all the story about somebody drinking my Jack Daniels last week?
No, man.
Okay. So, y'all know I was in training or whatever. And it was our last little night together before they sent us back home. So, y'all know I drink Jack Daniels, Tennessee honey, whiskey. That is my go-to. That is my drink. I bought this with my money. Don't put your hands on it. So, I go to talk to this guy that was, you know, hanging out by the pool with us or whatever. I'm sitting over there chit-chatting with him, and we're talking about whiskey. Because he's like,
problem number one.
Yeah, here we go. What?
What? What's the problem? What's the problem?
Here I go talking to this guy. Whoa. We know you have different talks. You can talk to a guy one way. You can talk to a guy another way. We all know. How you talking to someone has many different meanings. I think we would all understand that.
Okay. All right. So let me just ask you, was this a conversation that children can be around, or was this a conversation that just, like, if you don't, ain't nobody old enough to have this conversation but y'all?
We were talking about the whiskey. Like, he was telling me about a bourbon that he liked. So we were talking liquor.
So let me tell you how I know she lying. You see how long that sentence was?
Hey, exactly.
Did you hear how long it took for her to get that out?
So we can determine that was a conversation
for just them two.
But at the same time, she did tell the truth, because at the end she said liquor, but it was L-I-C-K-H-E-R.
No,
you see what I'm saying?
No,
that's what she was
talking
saying.
Liquor, like Jack Daniels.
Right, liquor. Right, exactly.
No, I wasn't talking to that man about that. I was talking to that man about the Jack Daniels.
No, but my point is this. My point is that, you know, that can be misconstrued. Even talking about something as simple as Jack Daniels. You fuck around if you want. I ain't gonna say no more. Tell your little funky ass story.
Well, I'll go back to my table where my stuff was, whatever. I'll go back to my table to get my Jack Daniels to drink some, and my bottle is gone. So I was like, yo, who the fuck took my bottle of Jack Daniels? It was like, it's gone. What you mean it's gone? Because when I left from over here, there was still some liquor in it. So I know it's not gone. One of these motherfuckers and drunk my goddamn liquor. Well, I tell you, I would have picked them off. Ooh, that's good. Ooh, that's good with some lemonade. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Sorry. But, yeah. Oh, man. I'm sorry about that thing. Because I clearly said, please don't put your hands on my Jack Daniels. You can have this Bacardi. You can have this big-ass bottle of Bacardi. You can have that. Please don't put your hands on my Jack Daniels. I didn't even let you drink my motherfucking wine. Please don't put your hands on my Jack Daniels.
You know what? That's not a bad idea. Think about that. When you come,
not
you get all your guests. No, not like a fanny pack. More like a, like almost like a half a smock. Know what I'm saying? Like a little half apron. Know what I'm saying? It just comes from the waist
okay,
down.
Okay, yeah.
And whatever you bring to the party, you put in there. Know what I'm saying? And you mingle
with people.
And the more people who you mingle with, they mingling with you because of you, but also because of what you bought. I like that idea.
Okay.
I like that.
Okay.
So the motherfucker, even though he got a bad attitude, he bought the Patron that nobody else got and the White Hennessy. I got to talk to this singer now.
he got the good shit.
He got the good shit.
Ronnie, I don't really like you like that, but you decided to bring the good Patron. How you doing this week?
So, hi.
Your mama?
No, let me ask you a question. What made them give you the green one? They gave you the green one? Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, they start saying anything for no fucking reason.
Yes, you got that? Okay, so clearly this is not what we're talking about tonight. So tonight we're playing games. That's why these niggas is drunk. I mean, I had to get with them. So we're playing Never Have I Ever tonight. I don't know what these niggas have done in life. I've had some questionable shit done in my life. But we're going to play this shit. We want people lighthearted because we all stuck in the house. We can't go nowhere unless you're an essential employee like myself. Other than that, you can't go nowhere.
Nigga, I'm at work every day. I don't know what the fuck you talking about.
I'm at work every day.
Every day.
Every day.
And I'm upset about it, too.
Dealing with.
Don't make no motherfucking sense.
Right.
I want to be home watching motherfucking.
You trying to close the file, too.
Know what I'm saying? Yeah, man. I mean, but at the same time, when I see that paycheck, I'll be like, you know what? Fuck your little 1200. Fuck your little 1200. I'll take this paycheck.
So people have started playing on the Facebook page. Some people have started playing. So, Crystal says, never have I ever licked some hairy balls.
Ooh.
So, if you, are we taking shots in this
I fucking
tonight?
Hate you. What
are
I we fucking
doing?
Hate you.
No.
Let me tell you why I hate you. Let me tell you why I hate you. Because I wasn't paying attention to what was being said, right? I was just, you know what I'm saying? Didn't think you were starting that quickly. And I raised my cup to my mouth. And as the Hennessy touched my mouth, you said hairy balls. And I was like, wait a minute. Why am I drinking to this? Gulp. I fucking hate you.
Okay. So if you don't have never played, never have I ever. If you have done, you said,
I fucking hate you.
You ought to take a drink. take a sip of your drink.
Fucking hate your timing. That timing was perfect. Yo, the timing was perfect. Because I wasn't paying no attention to what you were saying. I'm like, she ain't starting that quick. Let me get the little drink real quick. And as it touched my mouth, you said, Harry boy. I said, wait a minute. Did she just say, am I doing what I should never be doing? I had to tell her. Oh, I'm stupid. All right,
okay.
Let me go fill my cup up.
So, the first one is never have I ever licked Harry balls. And we're going to do honesty here.
I ain't drink that now.
I mean, one time.
That's the
just one
purpose
time
one.
At being camp, whatever.
That's the on-purpose one.
Okay. So, that's Crystal's first one. Who got one? Uh-oh.
So, you have the audacity to tell me. Wait, no, fuck a question. So, you have the audacity to tell me that nobody here took a sip?
I took one. I did.
I took a good little sleep.
You stupid.
No, I didn't. I've never done that. So I didn't drink.
I've been false before. Harry. Non-Harry.
I mean, wait a minute. Now wait a minute. I have done that, but I haven't been Harry one, so.
Wait, I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. You said, I have done that, but I haven't done that. Is that what you just said?
I said, I have. Okay, I'm going to try to say this as best as I can because there's other people in my house. I'm not entirely alone. Remember, my teenagers are still here. So I've done the first part, just not with the hairy part.
Okay. Oh, no. It was specifically that she was talking about. Yeah. You have to incriminate yourself.
Got you. We understand. We got you.
Okay.
So, right. Ron, you can ask your next question.
Oh, mega.
I know you've been doing some whole shit, so I don't know.
This nigga. Never in my life. Have regretted the place where my penis was 15 seconds prior.
What?
Say that again. What?
One minute. I don't understand what the fucking question was.
Never in my life have I regretted where I put my penis 15 seconds prior.
Why
so the place
seconds?
I had my dick 15 seconds, 15 seconds, just 15 seconds ago, my dick was where? And who? Like, that I gave her. Right.
15 seconds.
Oh, okay.
I've never done No. No,
or,
I'm not taking this
of course, as a woman, it would be flipped around the other way.
No, okay, I'll drink to that. I have regretted it. I have.
Yes, in fucking deep.
I'm trying to think.
And it ain't even like it was one of those, like a week later regrets. It was instantaneous.
Yes.
Like, what the fuck am I doing with my life?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
As soon as you rolled over, why did I do that?
As soon as.
At certain points during.
You feel like, you know what?
Oh, man.
I should have went and got me a Snickers. Because you know how you knock yourself unless you had a Snickers? So if you had a Snickers beforehand, you would have thought better? You would have made a better decision.
You'd have made a better life decision.
Yeah. Because I should have had a Snickers first. I'd have been much better.
Oh, Lord. She would have been herself.
I would have definitely been like, no, this doesn't make any sense. I'm not going to do this.
Gotta make sense.
You know, the worst thing is when you look at, especially for a dude, I don't know how females feel about this, what I'm about to say. When you look at the amount of time, energy, and money that you put into getting that, and getting that, you know what I'm saying? You're even more disgusted. And it don't matter if you put $2,000 or $2. You're still mad about losing that $2 as much as you're mad about losing that
$2,000. So, Dre, did you drink to anything that anything anybody has said?
What? Maybe I'm drinking there. I don't get called out of fucking game on Facebook.
How you doing? First and foremost, nigga, you working. Why are you playing a goddamn game?
I'm playing the game. What they doing is, the motherfuckers is bored, right? From the people that's in the Ski Fest group. So, fucking goddamn, K-Rock's ass started it out. And he started it out at 5 o'clock. And then everybody just been calling out everybody since you walked out the door.
Okay. I don't care. But anyway,
Jesus.
Taylor, fix it. I don't care.
Okay.
I'm done. Next up.
Okay. All right. Never have I ever. Never have I ever.
Me either.
Brought someone home from the club.
Man, fuck you, Taylor.
What you mean brought home from the club? Like you met him at the club tonight. You brought him to your house. You fucked
him
tonight. Is that
so
what
it's Friday. Friday night. You just got paid and you at the club. Okay. They at the bar. You at the bar. And next thing you know, y'all was in the car on the way home.
Nah, I ain't never done that.
Nah, I don't went to the hotel with them. I don't want to say their house, but I ain't never with them bitches home.
You met him in the club. You left the club with him.
All right, that night, nigga.
I was looking for a reason to drink. It was a minute before I took my last drink anyway. I'm good. I drink.
Okay.
Dre, you ready? You ready to get your turn?
Why are you upset with me, Dre?
Because you had to drink some more. Pull some more.
This is some bullshit.
This nigga's going to be fried by and laid to the motherfucking side.
He going to be sleep like them damn pictures he be posting in a minute.
Mm-mm. Y'all play too much. My football guy, y'all.
All right, Dre. You up?
Word.
Mm-mm.
Exactly.
I know, right? Never have I ever yeah. I got one, damn it. Never have I ever wore lipstick. Paying y'all back. Catch up.
I wear lipstick. I mean, nigga, that ain't no new shit. The fuck?
Okay, I'll drink today. It's fine. Okay.
I'll drink.
Wait, never have I. He's either that I have ever wore lipstick.
Yep. Catch up. I'm trying to get them drunk. God damn it, Ron. They got to get on our level. Fuck that.
You stupid.
Bitch. You would never be on my level.
But you fucking up, though. But you fucking up, though, because you go get me drunk, too, nigga. Because I had to do for that shit.
You want lipstick?
I didn't put
raising
it on
my
myself.
Hand. Raising my hand. Wait a minute.
Nigga. You want some lipstick? When?
So.
Raising my hand. I'm going to need some type of clarification. I need some sort of, all right, so let's go back.
I can tell you exactly what you need. I got you.
It was a nice spring day. Go ahead. I'm listening.
So basically the way that we used to do things, and it was a mixture of some of my fraternity brothers and some of my people. And the mantra or the rule number one was don't fall the fuck to sleep.
Okay.
You never know what will happen to you. And me and my fucking narcolepsy ass, you know what I'm saying, want to smoke something, sit down and eat some Chinese food and shit and chill, you know what I'm saying? Next thing you know, I'm fucking dozing off. And, yeah, there was one time where motherfuckers were like, is this nigga
they got
sleeping?
You. They got you.
They got me.
Gotcha.
They definitely got me, right? So I have had nothing.
All right.
I've never put lipstick on, but I've had lipstick on, if that makes any sense.
Okay.
That makes sense.
All right. Because I needed something.
You stupid.
We need to understand that shit.
See, but that's what I'm saying. That's why games like this is dangerous, because it's context to certain reasons why shit is done. But that being said, my cup is getting fucking small because I've been drinking.
Okay, so it's back to me.
It's back to you.
And listen, don't. It's back to me. And Nathaniel asked. Nathaniel on the Facebook page said, never have I ever swallowed?
I will drink to that.
I'm gonna take a drink.
I'll drink to that.
I also have a drink.
I'm sorry.
Oh,
excuse, what?
I can swallow a woman.
Yeah, man, bitch, come on.
It's vice versa. He can say yeah to that.
Man,
I'm tired of drinking, yo.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. These fucking questions, man. Y'all fucking just. I don't appreciate y'all. Yeah, nasty motherfucker.
I mean, if I'm drinking, what'd that say about me?
Yeah. It say a lot about you because you sure enough fit in all these categories. I'm just saying.
Right, you hitting them hard. You going in.
I'm just saying.
You going hard in the motherfucking paint.
I'm just saying.
All right. Ron is back up.
Hold on. And this is what I really wanted to say. How the fuck you get to use the Facebook page as your turn? The Facebook page ain't your fucking turn, nigga. That's the Facebook page turn. Now it's your turn. They're trying to get away with shit, make it seem like, oh, I'm not asking no questions. I am just the angel. Get the fuck out of here, nigga. If I got to tell about falling asleep and you have fucking lipstick on me, you got the motherfucking tell about some shit.
Oh, Let's see. I mean, there's so much shit that I've done before. I can't never say never have I ever. Never have I ever had a one night stand.
God damn it, man.
This nigga.
Fuck.
Oh. I can't drink to that.
I'm just glad we ain't gotta have I'm glad we ain't gotta have a drink to each one night stand we had.
Nigga, you might want to. Well, how many was it, Ron?
I don't know.
How many?
Oh, telling on the mountains.
Oh, no, that's right.
Over the hills and everywhere. Go telling on the man.
I'm not even gonna try to think about it right now, but I mean there were a few.
That's real high. You see how he was stuttering? That's high. That's a high number. That's high.
No, I'm not going to say. I mean, what do you consider high? What do you consider high?
So, let me give you some gauges to work with. Let me give you a gauge to work with.
Okay.
So, can I hold up both of my hands freely and say, this may be the number that you have? Or do I need to add some other shit?
Off the top of my head, I would say that you may have to get toes involved.
Okay, then we got a good, hey, we got at least 20 because I got to get toes involved. So that's 20. So
yes.
We're just going to teach you, leave you at 20. We're just going to leave you at 20, okay? If it is more than
I appreciate
you.
You
own some bullshit. You also
see, did you hear the answer? That's how you know he on some bullshit.
Yeah,
did you hear the answer? Yeah, see, that's how you know. That's why I said that was a high number. We looking at around 45-50.
Nah, it ain't that high. And when I said some toes involved, it could have been anything from 12 to 20. It could have been anywhere from 12 to 20. You know what I'm saying? She
would have been 20. We're talking about 35 or 40. You're talking about 35 or 40. That's where we at.
I don't know about, I mean. All right.
See what
I'm
saying? Do you hear the stuttering?
Quick question. What do we consider a one-night stand? Only having sex with a person
one
time?
Yes. One time, okay.
A one
night stand is, okay, 24 hours. You met this bitch in the club, right? This is the same bitch you met in the club at the other question. You took her home or took her to the hotel or back to her house. You got your ass up.
Or in the back of the car, however y'all did it.
Or whatever. Whatever y'all did.
Or back at the job.
And you never talked to that bitch again. You never talked to that bitch again. That's a one night stand.
All right. Just because you clarified and I feel a certain kind of way, I'm going to take another shot.
See what I'm saying? Yes. See, that's a... I told you that was a high-ass number. I told you. It was a high number. When he started stuttering, that's how you knew it was a high number. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Fucking Inspector Gadget over here. Okay. It's my goal. Dre.
Mm-hmm.
You listening, Dre? I got something for them.
Word.
Never in my life have I been attracted.
No, this is not the game.
Never have I ever been attracted to the same sex.
I mean, I like an old big booty girl. I said it. Nigga, that ain't no No thing. I like a big old booty girl. I do. I like big butts that I can't not lie. I'm drinking, bitch.
Oh, I can't. Oh, I don't have to drink to that.
Hmm, you ain't never seen no.
Okay, so we go get you in a second.
I don't like her enthusiasm.
I want Dre to go.
Let's play.
Never. Y'all ready? Y'all listening? Never have I ever called the person I was with the wrong name.
Oh, I ain't never done that shit.
No, I ain't never did that.
Oh, I ain't never done that.
Man, fuck you.
I ain't never did that shit.
Fuck you.
Go ahead, Ron. Go ahead. Pull it up, Ron.
I ain't never done that shit.
My cup is empty. I gotta go fill back up.
Dude, I'm glad somebody is like you.
Yo, motherfuckers be remembering stories that you tell. This is some bullshit. This is why I don't fucking talk to y'all.
You talk to me all the time. Nigga, you talk to me not more than you talk to everybody else.
I knew she was gonna be dangerous when she was like, ooh, I wanna go. I knew I was about to.
I wanna go, it's my turn.
Dre, please go, Dre.
Never have I ever got drunk at a party and went to sleep.
This
That's everybody. I never.
Okay,
I took a sip. You trying to play? Cause that time at homecoming, I was hot, I was drunk, and I sat my ass down. Only two things really happen when I'm drunk: I get fucking horny, or I go to sleep. And when no dick I wanted in that place, so I went to sleep.
I just...
One club was
drunk. I had my drink. Just had my... Fuck y'all. I see we playing.
So go ahead, pull up.
I see we playing, you know what I'm saying? Everybody for themselves, Dre. I see that's how we doing this, right? Playing everybody for themselves. Okay, no doubt. Is my go? No, it's not my goal. It's the Facebook page, though. It's the Facebook. Yeah. Imaj.
They talking about some other stuff right now on the Facebook page.
Okay. All right.
I answered Nathaniel's question, and I said I had to take a swig, and then Thomas was like, yo, you don't think she do that shit? Have you not seen the shit she posts? Yeah. To those listening who like to listen to us, a lot of the shit I do post is actually some shit that I might do.
Don't let her gas you. Ain't no might. It's some stuff she has done or will do. Ain't no might. She might try it.
Whoa. Let's not go that far being so specific and definite with it. I mean, there's possibilities. I mean, we don't know what's going to happen.
I can't say that because then I will have to take a drink on my own question. I'll wait for that one. I ain't gonna take too far too quick.
What did you say?
Never have I ever been attracted to chicks that are made like refrigerators.
Ooh, that sounds like a Dre question.
Wait,
like a Never have I ever been attracted to any chick that is built or shaped like a refrigerator.
Oh, no.
Rhonda, you over there drinking?
Fuck you.
Go ahead. Pull up, Brian. Pull it out.
Strip
club. This nigga probably gave
it
to somebody.
Strip club. And I'm gonna take a big one for that.
She is a ride or die.
Hold on
to your
question.
It's not your turn. It's Rhonda.
Okay.
Hold on to your mule.
Okay. I got it.
I got one.
Mm-hmm.
Never have I ever wore matching underwear and top.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, pull it up.
Right,
I'll be the first one to drink
that. Okay, and I'll be the second.
Nigga, I needed a minute.
Okay.
I needed a minute. They up off you for a second, Dre. They up off one, nigga.
Okay. Let me go. It's your turn. It's your turn. Since you thought you had one, it's your turn.
Never have I ever been on somebody's camera doing the damn thing.
Bitch!
God damn.
I mean, when you say somebody's camera, define somebody's.
Anybody,
camera.
any camera,
oh,
period.
Damn.
Man,
give me a second. Let me pick my cup up.
So this was okay. So yeah, I've done it. Yeah. So this one time. Yeah, I did it. I sure did it. Yep. And then the next day, I talked about my hair follicles.
Yeah.
Yes.
The head girl over here just trying to get everybody drunk. I hear that shit.
Right,
okay.
Right.
No. No, not at all. Not at all.
That's such a
not
good memory.
All.
That memory is so good, though. That memory is so good. Oh, God, that's a
what?
Good memory.
It's a steel fucking trap over there. She like a fucking, like an elephant's memory or some dumb shit.
No, nigga, that's a good memory. That memory is about, it's a good 3 years. It happened about 4 years ago, but we still laugh about it today. And
motherfucker, remember specific fucking instances that she heard in passing 2 years and 4 months ago at 11:47 p.m. Like, for real?
As a matter of fact, when the story was being told. Now, wait a minute. Let's take it back to the video. So the video happened about 1 a.m. ish, 12, 1 a.m. The conversation about that video was about 10:45, 11 o'clock in the morning. When after this person got their bearings together and was like, yo, my fucking hair follicle hurts. That's how everything hurts on my ass. Like, yeah. It was good memory. And shit, damn it, man.
Wow. You are terrible.
Yes, very, very good memory.
Mm-hmm. I can tell you what city and state I was in and everything.
When this nigga said the saying somebody else's name, I was like, this motherfucker.
Oh.
I got something for you. I got something for you. I got some shit for you. Trust me, I got some shit for you. We continuing?
Yo, go on, James. Your turn.
Yeah, go ahead, bro.
No,
it's my turn. Okay.
It's my turn.
Yep. Come on, think. Never have I ever slash fuck it.
Nigga, you got kitties. So you be flashing, motherfucker.
Whatever.
Wait, what's your kids?
Never,
never have you what your kids?
He ain't never, he's flashing his titties. He got titties.
Wait,
what?
Say that again. Never have I ever what?
What's the question, Dre?
Flashing titties. Go ahead, tell him. Get your gun. I know you didn't send out a kitty picture. Go on here.
That's not what that means. So, okay, so your question is, yours is never have I ever sent a titty picture. That's what you said.
Flash titties, whatever. A titty.
Oh, flash the titties.
Oh, yeah, I
know.
Yeah, I mean, who ain't sent a titty picture? Who's it in first?
I mean, you ain't got good enough titties to show if you don't show them.
Exactly.
No, exactly. Saying that's the, no, I'm saying that's the fucking gauge of whether or not you sent it. It was good enough. I could do it with a dick pic. You know, if you ain't got a dick pin and if it ain't worthy of sending, nah. So that's just one of them I just show in person.
Yeah.
Ooh. I'm just saying. Oh.
I
drank Told you I had hash browns, nigga.
Okay.
You thought I was joking? Now I'm making an egg. Quarantine egg, nigga.
You said you're eating quarantine egg. What?
What's wrong with a quarantine egg, nigga? It's me. My bad.
Okay, so it's my turn. Never have I ever had sex with an ugly person.
Fuck you.
A different one.
Nope, I'll take a drink to that.
Oh, Louis. I ain't even fucking ugly. I'm not doing that shit.
That's a real subjective fucking question, and it's some bullshit. I mean,
yeah.
Ugly how? Ugly, you know what I'm saying? Like, in their soul, in their personality? Like, oh. Like, just because you're a football linebacker, you know what I'm saying, refrigerator back-shaped bitch, don't mean that you're not a beautiful person.
No, nigga, I'm not talking about the inside. I'm talking about the outside. The strictly shallow shit. Nigga.
Yeah, I already had my drink, nigga. I was just talking shit.
Thank you.
No, we had my drink. I had it. Need my hash browns. It's my goal, right? It's my goal. All right. Because you're trying to be fucking funny with
me.
And I'm almost willing to take a drink to make sure both y'all motherfuckers take one at this point. How about that? I got one. Never have I ever came home and just wanted to take my bra off.
Oh, yeah,
I have.
That happened to me today.
Nigga,
that happened to me earlier
nigga.
Today.
Drink away, nigga. Exactly.
Oh, well.
Exactly.
Okay, he trying to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Nigga, what are you eating?
I had to open up the cheese. So now the cheese, we got to go on top of the quarantine eggs. That's what makes them the quarantine eggs.
This nigga.
They just regular
nigga,
eggs.
This nigga done made quarantine. He's sitting around drinking Hennessy, eating hash browns, like quarantine eggs for cheese.
Nigga, I'm about to tell you how I'm topping it off, and it's gonna fuck your head up. Atomus's cinnamon raisin bagel, nigga.
your stomach gonna be hurting.
Cheese, eggs, hash browns, and a cinnamon raisin bagel.
But y'all gotta remember. Now you gotta remember, he is high, so that's the other stuff. You know, when they get the munchies, they start, yeah, they start putting shit together that don't make no sense.
Yeah, I go for it. I'm sitting here and I'm saying to myself, I'm looking at it, yo, this is beautiful. And then I played back in my head what I said. I'm like, nigga, that don't sound tasty. But I'm looking at it right here, like, yo, this shit is delicious.
Yeah. See, I got a friend that's like that. Like he gets high and then he'll like try to put shit together that don't go together. Like, he got high and thought it would be a good idea to make brownies with marshmallows. You know, like the butter, the, what is it called? The buttercream, the chips, and,
No, don't, and, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. What?
So, you know how, like, you had the chocolate chips? Like, regular, just plain chocolate chips?
Cookies?
You ever been in, okay, you ever been in a bacon aisle? You know you could buy chocolate chips separate.
Okay,
right?
yes. All right, I'm with you.
So instead of the chocolate chips, it's called butter. It's the butterscotch chips. So instead of like, you know how like the chocolate chips? Yeah. So he made brownies. He put those in it. He put marshmallows in it. And then he put strawberries in it.
What the fuck?
Now,
exactly.
Any one of those may have worked. Any one of those may have worked.
But all
you know
together,
I mean?
No.
Never. No. I'm sorry.
Yeah. See what I'm saying? That's what people do when they get high. They start trying to reinvent
the wheel. But this ain't that, though.
Because
these are all breakfast foods. No, these are all breakfast foods.
I understand that. And that sound and to you it sounds wonderful. To everybody else, that your stomach is gonna hurt. You're gonna need them 52 rolls of toilet paper in like 45 minutes. Okay.
It's not gonna happen, son. I'm sorry to disappoint you. It's not going down like that.
Okay.
It's not going down like that. First of all, you gotta realize the hash browns have a little bit of cheese in them. The eggs got cheese on them. I'm going to be so fucking bound up, I ain't going to probably be able to take a shit to the morning at the earliest. So that shit ain't going to have no 45 minutes, nigga. Mm-mm. That's taking a shit 101. That's it. You know what I'm saying? Knowing what you eat. I'm sorry. I went on a tangent. My bad. I apologize.
Okay. Well, who's current with that? That was
Taylor?
John's turn. Was it your turn, Ron? Taylor, it's your turn.
I did the one about the bras.
Yeah.
Oh, it's back on me again?
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Never have I ever drove more than 5 miles to get some.
Man, fuck you, Taylor.
From the bottom of my heart.
Go ahead, Ron.
And just so we fully understand, she was saying she flew she got flew out and she didn't ride Spirit, Ron. Okay, she was on a good flight. Okay,
I did not. I took Delta to that bitch. I sure did. I rode Delta.
I'm a little worried, and I'm worried because I don't know whether to think Taylor just took a shot at me or not. When you said you didn't fly Spirit, Ron, are you trying to indicate that I only fly Spirit, or were you just telling me that you didn't fly Spirit?
Both.
Ding, 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 ding. That's the right answer. Oh, shit, you stupid. No doubt. All right, I got something for you. Okay, Drago. Come on, Jenny, you gotta help me out.
Jay, you're fine.
I mean, if you need help, Dre, you could pass it to me. Say something that only women do, nigga.
Oh.
I'm trying to,
it's nigga time.
Damn. Never have I ever, cussed out my baby daddy or baby mama, because I ain't got no kids.
Oh, baby mama, why you had to add that last one?
Come on, bitch.
Oh, shit, Ron. I did that today.
I swear to God.
Well, I'm out of drink.
I'm just going to eat my breakfast at dinner. Almost breakfast and shut the fuck up. That's all. I'm done.
My bad, Ron. I forgot, man. They got me, man. I'm tipsy.
How they get you? That came out your mouth.
I'm drawing it down. And you sat and thought about it too.
You took a minute. You said, you had time.
And you said, boom, you got it. I got it. That's what you said. And that's what the shit you came up with, nigga. Good luck. I'm fixing me another drink.
Yeah, I'm on number three.
I'm on number two.
Man, fuck. Come on, shit.
You what? What was it?
I'm on six.
What was it, Dre? What was it? You on six? Bitch? You got trouble. It's my turn. Never. Never have I ever been on no bald-headed ho shit.
I don't know. Ron, just take a drink. It don't even.
No, I will not. I'm sick of this shit.
Just take a drink.
I'm sick of y'all fucking. I need a definition. Can you use it in a sentence? What's the language of origin? I need all that shit.
I'm not gonna.
Nah, fuck that, son. I'm dead serious. I ain't drinking. Fuck that. I want to know what it means.
Go ahead, you want to go? I mean,
I'm drunk enough to be hostile now. Fuck that.
Oh, Lord. Bald-headed whole shit. I don't know. know how to define it. So, but nigga, you be on some whole shit. So it don't even matter if it's four-headed or not.
I ain't drinking that. Fuck that. I ain't drinking it. Fuck that. I ain't drinking. I need a break. I need a break, nigga. I'm going to have to eat this raisin bagel, nigga.
With that hash brown and quarantine cheese egg.
Where's my go? All right.
Go. Here you go. Go.
Never have I ever given birth.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
That's me right there.
Right. Okay. Well, that's us together. We've done that shit.
Okay.
See, Dre, that's how the fuck you do it, Dre. You know what I'm saying? You leave it real basic. You know what I'm saying? You don't say mother or father or none of anybody whoever impregnated. Like, nigga, just say the fucking women shit.
Oh, I got one. Come on back around to me. Come on.
Ah, shit, this nigga. And the worst part is you got one, so you enthusiastic. And the worst part is guess who the fuck is up? This nigga.
So it's on me.
Oh, no. Never have I ever had a baby.
No, it ain't your turn. It ain't your turn, drunk. Taylor's turn.
Never have I ever had to run out of somebody's, wherever they at, whether it's a hotel room, their house, my house, anything. Never have I ever had to run out of their house or wherever naked.
Oh, I ain't never done that.
Ain't never had to do it naked. Thank God.
I'm good.
No
run. I ain't never done that.
Damn. I definitely thought
I was
wrong. Okay.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
I've never done that.
All right. Okay.
All right, Dre.
No, never have I ever had a period.
What do you say?
What?
Never have I ever had a monthly period. Menstrual. All this.
Oh.
This nigga's talking about it.
Okay. Yep, that's me. Mhm.
What? You ain't never had one. What? Yeah, I mean, I'm about to say, yeah, I got one. Yeah, I'll get them shit. Maybe right on time to remind my ass. Right on time.
Right, time to go check that calendar.
But right, baby, be right on time. Be right on time. Even though the bitch likes to stay too long, but she be right on time. Okay, my turn. It's my turn. Hey, is that Amy? So, never have I ever dropped some kids off in a woman's service.
Ooh, child.
Technically.
Go ahead, y'all.
Oh, Technically what?
I've never dropped kids off in a woman's stomach. No.
In cervix, not stomach. It's a difference.
No, you said stomach.
She definitely said that.
I said cervix.
Yeah. Go ahead. Just go ahead and drink. It's okay. You'll be fine. It's okay.
Do I have to take two drinks? Because I'll be putting it on their stomach too? No, I gotta take a drink for that also.
Might as well. We already here. Go ahead. Knock yourself out.
All right, fuck it.
Yeah, go ahead.
Take that second one. I hate y'all. Let me hide my car keys.
Uh-oh. Why you had your car keys?
I don't even want to think about going nowhere. I am drunk. Mm-mm. You never know what time.
Nigga. Never have I ever left the house after 3 a.m.
God damn, wait a minute.
Hold on.
It wasn't your girl. I can't drink that.
I know. He wasn't my girl. Because I can't. I'm a winner, winner, chicken dinner. So,
I'm just gonna be quiet.
Yeah, Ron. What time was it that you left?
I don't know. It wasn't no 3 o'clock, so it doesn't apply for me. It doesn't apply. It was that time. That time that you said. That time, nigga. That time, my dear nigga.
Oh, you didn't really want specific. Nigga, you didn't really want more specific than that time. I can be more specific than that time.
No. It's not even your go anymore. Why are you still bumping your gums? It's not even your go anymore. We don't need you to say anything.
Okay, all right. And
technically, it's my goal. So now, the question I have to ask you on my goal is, do we really want to make this turn to the left?
No.
Knowing that it's my goal right now, do you really want to make this turn to the left?
Go. Just go, nigga, go.
Say no. Just say no. Say no, because I don't want it either. But I'm drunk enough to get it.
I'm gonna be nice.
Fuck nice, y'all making me drink. I have never had on a pair of stockings and high heel shoes.
Oh. Yeah, nah, that's not even me. I have never.
Well, I have to. I have to with my job. So that's why. This nigga here. And here's the reason why I say it's with my job. Because I cannot wear stockings. Does that make sense? For the simple fact, I have tattoos on my legs. So they have to be covered. So I have to wear stockings. My shoe does have to be a heel. So I drink to that. Yeah.
Drink, nigga.
I drank, bitch. Fuck.
Why I be a bitch? Because you always eat.
Okay. It's my turn. Never have I ever been with more than one person in a 24-hour time span.
Man, fuck you.
God. Shit, you ain't just hurting me right there, nigga. Okay. I'm taking my turn.
Go, Dress. Go, Ron. Go, y'all.
That's that bald head hoe shit I was talking about. That ball head. You niggas be on some bald head shit.
Ooh.
All right. Nothing. Whose goal is it?
But wait a minute. I got a question first before we move on. So when you say 24 hours, like, can I be like, okay, I did it on Tuesday with such and such, and then I did it on Wednesday with such and such?
Okay, so you was with such and such at 12 o'clock Saturday night, right?
Okay.
So you got till 12 o'clock Sunday night, right? That's a full 24 hours. But in between that time,
It's a different day.
So now what you need to do is stop asking me questions and go ahead and pick your cup up. That's what you need to do. Just pick your cup up.
I don't care. done took two, Tim. Okay, I did take two. I
okay.
Want to have five.
All right, then. I'm just saying.
Because I used to have niggas on the schedule. So, so yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
See how quiet I was?
That nigga Ron took two drinks, though. He took two sips. He did.
That's yeah, he already had to. He ain't had no choice. He had to.
I'm just talking about. Who's next? Dre? Is it your
turn?
Never have I ever had my nails painted.
What did you say?
Oh, that's
me.
Yeah.
Never have
that's
I ever
me right
had
there.
My
boom.
Nails painted.
That's me. I'll take it.
That's me every 2 weeks. Yep, sure enough, do go get my nails painted. And get a fill in and cut down.
Oh, get your nails done. Okay. Wait, your nails done?
Nails painted?
Can I get a definition? What the fuck you mean? Get your nails done.
Oh, God. You know nigga, why do you need a definition of that shit?
Because I don't want to drink. And I've got my nails done before, nigga.
Well, I can't paint.
Painted. Thank you. That's see? Painted. He said painted. I've never had him. Nope. Wait, I have had it painted. Not all of them, though. Not all of them. All right. Yeah.
Hey, Ron, just go ahead and pick your cup up. It's okay.
I'm honest to a fault. My bad. Fuck y'all. I'm eating quarantine eggs, hash browns, and right here, this is Raisin Baby. Good, good.
Never. Oh, is it my turn? Oh, yeah, it's my turn.
Yep.
Never have I ever sent the wrong picture to the wrong person.
Ooh.
Like a nude picture to a wrong person. Never have I ever.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one, but
a
that ain't me, though.
A nude picture to the wrong person?
Yeah, a nude picture to the wrong person. Like you sent it to your grandma, your mama, your cousin, your ex-girlfriend.
See, I never sent my dick to my grandmother, but I sent Santa Claus dick to my grandmother by accident one time. Does that count?
What you say, Kaylin?
I mean, it is a dick sent to Nana. I don't know.
Yeah, you sent that to Nana. You did it. Oh, yeah, drink to that shit, nigga. Drink. Get the drinking.
Pull it up.
Sip, sip, motherfucker. Sip, sip.
Who's always it?
Yours, nigga. Yours.
All right, let's go. All right. I have never breastfed. Never my life breastfed. Not go never breastfeed. I ain't never had
okay.
My nipples in nobody's mouth.
That's me right there. That's fine. That's
well,
me right
there.
Does
that
cool.
Mean to a man too? Like, I mean, I've put my titties in a man's mouth before. I mean, yeah.
Two shots.
But I ain't never breastfed
a
baby.
You take two shots, nigga.
I've never breastfed a baby. I didn't do that.
No, no, you did it to a man. That's even worse.
Oh. How is that even worse? How's that even worse?
Mm-mm.
How? Explain to me, how's that even worse?
Two shots. Because it's not even natural.
Because now I'm drinking Hennessy
naturally,
and lemonade.
Naturally, a child goes to that. Naturally, a child goes right there. It's not natural for a man to go right there. He's reverting back to his childhood.
Yes,
that means you're making him feel
yes,
like you're his
is.
Mama.
See,
that means it's that mama
with,
pussy.
It's natural. I don't know how mama acts. But I do have some nice rack of titties. That men tend to like.
I ain't trying to hit you. I'm eating my quarantine eggs.
You ain't eating quarantine eggs.
Okay, go to my phone.
Okay, quarantine eggs, it's your turn.
I have mine. No, I just said that. You know what I'm saying? I just went.
Ooh, so that means it's my turn.
All right, no, it's my go again.
No, you don't. No, you don't get to go again. Yeah. It's my go. Never have I ever been caught in the middle of doing some things. By a roommate, a family member, a child, a friend. Nope. Never have I ever had somebody
be making
walk in
it
on
real broad. Yo, she's making it a real broad question. Never have I ever used birth control. Nigga, really fucking. But yeah, I'm a drink. All right, child, I'm out of here.
Nigga, you got caught. Who you got caught by?
I've got caught by my mother. I've got caught by my baby's mother. I've got caught by friends.
This nigga ain't shit. He ain't shit.
Why gotta be all that though? Yeah. My mother was the worst one, though. Well, yeah, my mother was the worst one. Fuck my baby mother. My mother was the worst one.
Oh, man.
I mean, not like that, like that. I don't mean it like that. I'm just saying. As far as the traumatic experience, your mother walking through the door and you in the kitchen giving some girl back shots, that's really
what?
Not good.
Nigga, that's not what you're doing.
I mean, the only thing I could hope is my mother really didn't get as mad as she could have got because she was like, well, at least she got a big dick. I don't know. Hopefully she didn't look. Maybe she did. I don't know. I'm stupid.
Wow.
Wow.
Oh my.
Oh shit, she was painted for like women across the land. I'm gonna benefit from my child.
No, nigga, no, we're not going this far into this. We're not doing it.
Oh shit, I'm stupid. I'm drunk. No baby is mine.
Okay, who turned it?
High before. Now I'm drunk and high. I don't understand. How does that work?
Oh Lord.
But
Dre,
I'm full too at the same time.
It's Dre time. Oh, he might be asleep.
Nigga, just take a drink for yourself. Kill yourself.
Nigga, you sleep. This nigga drunk. He done passed out.
I'm taking his go as the other man on the
No.
Dead.
What?
Why I can't take his go as the man on the dais?
Go then, nigga. Go. Take his go.
Thank you. Let me eat my, you know what I'm saying, quarantine egg in totality. And as I finish it, I say to you.
Okay.
In the spirit of the zigzag, zig law.
What the word?
I have never in my life inserted something inside of me to stop me from leaving.
Oh, okay.
What?
That's fine. That's me. That's
okay. I mean, even though I don't care for it, even though I don't care for tampons, I have, but yeah, no.
That's how you do it. That's how you get the new drink in peace.
I got one. Never have I ever fallen asleep on the fucking show.
It ain't even your go.
Yes, it is.
Nope. The Dre just went. That was Dre's go.
And I'm after Dre.
I don't like the truth in your statement.
Oh no, that's me.
Nigga, take a drink, nigga.
I'll take that.
All three of y'all go take a drink. All three of you. Drink.
Oh shit. I'm one take two, one for the wine down.
Yeah, you got to take one for now, and for and for the wine down.
Oh my God.
Yep, nigga.
All right. Who goes in now? It's my girl.
Now it's your girl.
Okay. Never before have I shaved my legs.
I'll take that. That's fine.
Okay.
That's cool.
Yeah, take that shit, nigga. Bon, take that.
Okay. Is it my go yet?
Yep, it's your turn.
Okay.
You sound real fucking enthusiastic. I hate that shit.
Right. Is it my turn?
Never have I ever failed a drug test.
Oh, I ain't never done. I've never failed one. Sorry. I passed them bitches. I had to pass a couple of them to get this job.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You know what I'm talking about.
Go ahead, take a sip, Ron. It's okay.
I didn't hear you. What was that?
I said, go ahead, take a sip. It's okay. It's fine.
Oh, already took it.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I was on the front end of that one. Oh, yeah, that was, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, I was on the front end of that one. That's funny.
Let me think.
It's Jay turn again. This nigga sleep.
No, I'm not. Are
I
you
guess
Dre? He's
taking his turn again. Yeah.
This nigga, I wish I could make him take a fucking drink. Pour that shit down his fucking earlobes. You should seep into his fucking esophagus.
That nigga snoring. Y'all hear that shit?
Out. Yes, motherfucker. All right, so let me ask y'all this. Is there a protocol right now for meeting people with the corona? They have it, but in the age of corona, is there a protocol with how you meet people?
Yeah, no, all dating is a wrap. If you ain't got nobody by now, we ain't going out to meet nobody because you got the cooties. No. I'll holler at you in May. I talk to you in May. I'll see what's up in May. Yeah. The most we can do is text. That's it. We can text and FaceTime. That's it. But you can't come see me. I can't come see you. You got the cooties. We'll see what happened in May.
Everybody got it.
We can't risk it.
Oh, he's sleeping. That nigga breathe hard. I am not in the mood. Um, Never. Okay. Well, this will be. Well, this is just a question. This is just throwing it out there. Let's say this is Dre's turn. Never have I ever been inappropriate on while doing the show.
Oh, I'll take a drink to that, honey. I will.
I'll drink it. All of it's going to hell.
Whatever. Motherfuckers talking about all kind of bullshit. You can't come. More money could come in.
What? What are you talking about, Willis?
What happened?
What are you talking about?
So, I don't know, because I'm sleeping.
Lord.
I made some sense in my head, but what? I don't know. I'm fucking dozing. I'm drunk and I'm high, nigga.
We only got three.
What?
Mm-hmm. 3 minutes left.
Oh, see, I was almost done. See what I'm saying? Then I said some dumb shit. You should just went with it. Should just went with it. Agree with it. Nigga, just agree with it. Get me out the words. I was there. But you ain't looking out
at
for me. You don't ever look out for me. You want to say shit, make me drink. You don't be fucking looking out for me. You ain't my motherfucking friend. I see how you are.
It's not my fault, bro. It's the name of the game.
You
should have came prepared.
I started preparing too early. That's the fucking problem.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you was doing too much.
Drinking all goddamn day.
Whatever. So I had my daughter come down here from New York. Get away from the corona. Yeah, they said 50. No, they said 500 NYPD to have been infected by the corona. 500 officers? Are you serious?
Yeah. And they just found, I think it was like 5 or 6 New Jersey Transit operators got it. But they didn't say whether it was trains or buses or what, so. Yeah. It's everywhere.
For sure. I ain't worried about it.
It's everywhere. And Captain Dumbass telling people that, oh, yeah, you know, by Easter you'll be able to go outside. No, nigga. Outside ain't disinfected yet. What are you talking about, stupid?
Outside ain't disinfected.
No.
They ain't touched outside yet.
No. China out there spraying shit down. You got to walk through 50,000 baths to do anything in China. I ain't seen not one spray. I ain't even seen a street cleaner yet. So I know shit is still out there.
Well, we're going to stay in the house for the next 2 weeks and 30 days.
Yeah.
They shut our. We're going to be in the house. This is what we're going to be doing. We're going to be here. We'll be here next Friday with some more shenanigans and shit to do. We may not be playing Never Have I Ever, but we might do some other shit. We might do some other shit. I'm confused about what's going on this TV show that I'm watching on this season. Have y'all ever watched the 20s on BET?
Uh-uh.
Is that earthquake going on?
Because it sounds...
Yes.
It sounds like one of them weird Tyler Perry shows. I don't want to see it.
It's stupid. Oh. All right. Well, we're going to get out of here. We hope you all stay safe and find something to do inside the house. If you don't have to go out, don't go out. Me, on the other hand, I have to go to work next week, but I'm not doing it. I'm going walking tomorrow in the park with a crazy. Okay?
All righty. Be safe.
Thanks, guys. See y'all next week. See y'all next week. Good night.
All right. Good night.
You in the way, women.